my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. Thank you for listening today. I want to tell you that tomorrow night, Brother Jewel, we have a Golden State Baptist College spring piano recital. We've done it for years. It's always sensational. The auditorium is filled. Is it at 6 o'clock? Is it about 6 o'clock? I think it is. I don't know the time, but it will be online. You can watch it, and it is something to behold. It is just amazing. You'll have some piano duets, and you'll have some solos, and you'll just have different things, and it's just wonderful. God's always blessed us with many pianists that are here, and we look forward to this. So tomorrow night, spring piano recital here at North Valley Baptist Church. I remember the very moment I remember that day. Here's a great song the sisters sing for us today, that very moment.
Just the moment I knelt down upon my knees in prayer was the moment a beggar became a rightful heir. He came to live within this heart of mine, and he filled me with glory divine. And it happened that so rich and free. The longer I live, the more that it amazes me how the just in one moment of time all the joys of heaven then became mine. And it happened that very moment he saved my soul. My name is recorded in the book of life in heaven. My sins are washed away
so glad that things picked up when I got saved. I know I'm saved, and I'm saved, and I can shout it. I praise God for salvation. We have one more song, Victory in Jesus. This is the North Valley Baptist congregation with the ensemble singing for us today. I heard an old story. There's victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll have the church family sing. Thank you for listening. We're in 1 John chapter 3, verse 3 today.
Thank you.
Today we find ourselves in 1 John chapter number 5 and verse 3. And I'll stop this love theme. It's been all week. I hadn't planned on making it this long, but it's really the key to Christianity. For God so loved. It all begins with love. And then as a result of the love of God, hearing his love, not that we loved him, but that he loved us. And he sent his son to be the propitiation. That's verse 10, chapter 4, verse 10. But we get to chapter 5 and verse 3. Here it is. For this is the love of God. This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. His commandments are not grievous. Child of God, you don't need, a one and done type church. You don't need that. You don't need to just have Sunday morning. That's it. No Sunday school. No Sunday night. No, no, no. His commandments are not grievous. So much the more. Don't you see that we're living in wicked days? So much the more as you see the day approaching. I need more church, not less church. And I'm going to keep his commandments. And I want you to pray for me. I've lived for God. So, well, he's in. No, I'm not in yet. My race is not over yet. I've not kept his commandments to the day I die. I'm still alive. And I want you to pray today, if you just bow your head, Brother God, I pray for Brother Treiber. May he keep your commandments. You know, forsake not the assembly of yourself together. That's the Bible. That's a command. It's not a suggestion. It's a command. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's a command. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in store as God has prospered. That's a command. I'm supposed to tithe every single week. I'm not to store it up. I'm not to keep it for myself. I'm to give it to God. That's God's plan. Acts 1:8, ye shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost part of the God. That's a command. I've got to keep the commandments of God. I've got to pass tracts. I've got to win people. I've got to tell them that Jesus Christ is the answer for their life. That's a command of God. And this is a command that we love the brethren. We love one another. We love red, yellow, black. You know, this government's trying to legislate everything. Well, they kill somebody, and they say, that's a hate crime. All killing is hate. All hurting another person. I don't care what their color, their religion. When we hurt anybody, it's not Bible. When we have a disdain for the child of God. Well, you know, those deacons. Why are you criticizing deacons? Don't waste your breath on that. Why don't you, if you're going to talk about deacons, why don't you talk to God about them? Why don't you pray to God? Well, that deacon's wife, why don't you pray to God that God will change your heart? Or God will change your heart? Just leave it alone, child of God. Love the brethren, love God's people, love the choir, love the orchestra, love the soul winners, love the prayer warriors, love those that teach Sunday school, love the bus workers, love the people of God. Shame on us if you can't love your pastor. And please, I'm not speaking, I don't even know when there's National Pastors Appreciation. Maybe we've already had it this year. I don't know about it. But if it's coming up, I don't know the date. I don't know if it's in January, February, March, April, May, but I know it's sometime in there. Would you love your pastor? Church family, will you love your pastor? Will you be good to him? Will you give him a bonus? Give him a special treat. Just let him know that you love him. Have a Pastor's Appreciation Day. You know, you may just keep him in the ministry. You may keep him keeping on. He's got enough fight with himself, enough fight with the devil, enough fight with the world. He doesn't need fight from deacons and staff members and church members. Love your pastor. I wish every pastor would have the church like I have. I have the most incredible people in all the world. Well, I love you, folks. Don't forget, tomorrow night, about 6 o'clock, is the internet to tune in to the national, the spring piano recital from Golden State Baptist College. Pray for the Lord's Day this Sunday, that God will give us a great day. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for this week. It's been a great week on the broadcast as we've spoken about love. God, help me to love my people, love the radio listeners like I should. I thank you for each and every one. Give them a good day, a good weekend is my prayer, for it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.